Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you this great love of Jesus Christ. To let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He is concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life to take you off the wrong road, place you on the straight and narrow way to heaven. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And we are here on radio to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to those of you that's incarcerated as well as those of you that's out there in the free world. To let you know Jesus come to deliver you and set you free from what the enemy got you tied to. And we're doing some teaching from Ephesians, the 5th chapter. So we'd like you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of these teachings. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. We said, Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and to walk in love. I'm telling you, it's time to love, because there's so much resentment going on. I know there's a lot of hurt going on, how that one race be abused. Another race abuse another race. God do not like it when one race abuse another race. Yes. Just look at the African Americans. Look at the black people. How that they suffered through the generations, through slavery, Jim Crow laws in the United States. Even in Africa, you got suffering going on in these countries over there. Then the Jews, look how they suffered. Yes, all of that. Indians, they suffered. Yes, they did. The Lord don't like it when one group enslave another group. When one group think they are superior above another. All of that is hatred. That's of the devil. You cannot go to heaven with hatred in your heart. But Jesus come to bring love. That's why the Bible said in Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verse number 2, and walk in love as Christ also had loved us. Jesus loved you because he made all nations by one blood. We need to show love one to another. There's no need to think you're superior over another race because of the color of your skin. Don't you know, no matter who you are, when a person leave here, their bodies go back to the dust. No matter what color you are, you go back to the dust where it came. So why should you think you're superior over somebody else because of the color of your skin? I'm telling you, that mess is of the devil. I'm telling you, hate groups is of the devil. Praise God. I'm telling you. You cannot go to heaven being in a hate group. Amen. All of that stuff is of the devil. Amen. Praise God. KKK, the Ku Klux Klan, the black Muslims. Amen. I'm telling you, the Black Panthers, all of that stuff. Amen. The Nazis, all that stuff is of the devil. You cannot go to heaven with that stuff, hatred, in your heart. But Jesus wants us to show love and forgiveness. Like I said in an earlier broadcast, we cannot go back and undo the past. But what we can do is to correct in the future. It's time to show love. Amen. Missionary Velvet, hold Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Give me Revelation 7 and 9. Because I'm a Bible preacher. I'm a Jesus man and a Bible man. What did the Bible say in Revelation 7 and 9?
After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man can number, of all nations.
Listen, he said this in heaven is going to be all nations.
And kindreds.
And kindreds.
And people.
And people.
And tongues.
And tongues.
Stood before the throne.
Stood before the throne.
Before the Lamb.
But before the Lamb of God.
With white robes and palms in their hands.
Amen. And amen. In that verse, you do not hear where it says, amen, amen, one race on one side and another race on another side. Do you? Let you know, God do not discriminate. Amen. There's love. You hear me? It's time to show love. Praise God. I'm telling you, it's time to forgive. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Let's go to Ephesians 5 and 2, Missionary Velvet.
What did it say? Walk in love.
And said, walk in love.
As Christ also has loved us.
As Christ also has loved us.
And has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savior.
And given himself off as a sacrifice unto God for a sweet smelling savior. I'm telling you, Jesus suffered that we can come out of sin. Amen. Not just part the way out, but all the way out. Amen. Be delivered from sin. Because Jesus said in St. John 8:36, for he that the Son set free is free indeed.
Amen.
Jesus will give you a deed to your freedom and place the devil where it belongs, that is under your feet. Glory to God. I'm telling you, praise our God. Amen. Amen. No matter who you are, salvation is to everybody. And when Jesus comes in your soul, it calls one race to love another race. No matter who you are, no matter what nation you're from, if you've got Jesus, you're my brother. You're my sister in the Lord. I'm telling you, praise God. Because salvation is to the whole entire world. Just like she read in Revelation 7 and 9, all nations, kindreds and tongues, no matter what language you speak, amen. That's why Jesus loved the Spanish-speaking people. Yes. Praise God. I'm telling you, the Lord loves, amen, the French. Amen. Jesus loved the people in Africa. Yes, he does. He loved the people in Great Britain, the United Kingdom. Yes. The Lord loved the people in Russia. Amen. The Bible says in St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. That means the whole world. Salvation is to the whole entire world. It's time to have that love in your heart. Yes, it's time to have that love. Because Jesus is love.
Amen.
Praise God. Jesus is love. Amen. He gave his life. He said, greater love has no man than this, that a man shall lay down his life for his friend. Jesus gave his life on Calvary's cross, rose again on the third day, sitting on the right hand of God up in heaven, being our high priest, be making connection, the mediator between God and man through Jesus Christ, where we can get a connection with God through Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, amen. It's time to forgive, because you cannot go to heaven with hatred and resentment in your heart. All that mess is of the devil. You hear me? Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because this is a powerful message. A powerful message and a deep one. Glory to God. Let's get ready for prayer. Amen. We're going to continue on another broadcast. Lay your hands on the radios upon a contact as we pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Coming from Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Wash in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, I come against eye disease, eye pressure, whatever it is. Lord, deliver the people. Set them free. Lord, arthritis. Amen. Lord, drive out that arthritis in the name of Jesus. Lord, set people free, whatever it is. Lord, deliver them and set them free. Lord, do these things. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus, while you're praising God for your deliverance, saying, by his stripes I am healed. I'm healed by his stripes. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise the song, say, come by here, Lord. Come by here. Somebody needs you, Jesus. Come by here. We all need Jesus. Like Ella Homer said, we've got to follow Jesus. He's the one who will put love in our heart so that we won't have hatred, so we can be able to live in this world free from sin. I mean, the Lord wants us to have the right relationship with him and with our fellow man. Though behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. As I often say, if he has to reach way down, Jesus will pick you up. There's nothing too hard for my God to can do. Jesus loves you. You are not thrown away and you are not forgotten. You are important to Jesus Christ. Those in the free will, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us. We pray for you. But also let the Lord reign in your heart and your mind too, that you can follow Jesus with love in your heart. And remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. He is there waiting for you with his arms wide open. Why don't you just walk on in? He can close his arms around you and keep you there forever. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Mr. Avell and myself. The Lord will open up more doors that we may get into more jails and prisons to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to those that behind prison bars. And those you that's incarcerated can write us for Bibles, other life-changing material. Amen. All material to prisons are free. Spanish-speaking the race, write for Spanish material. Co Jesus love the Spanish-speaking people. Also, those you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Those you like to support our ministry, amen, you can do so through the PayPal button. All gifts to our ministry are tax-deductible. We appreciate it. Praise our God. Amen. Large or small. Glory to God. Amen. To next broadcast, this is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you. Praise God.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.